AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. A deadly crash on an interstate in Albany, Oregon. At least seven people died and several others were injured after the collision involving two semi-trucks and a van. Witnesses say it looked like the van had been crushed between the two large trucks. No word on what caused the accident yet. TikTok content creators are fighting back after the governor of Montana signed a bill to fully ban the social media app. Some have filed a lawsuit saying it's a violation of free speech rights. Legal analyst Lori Levinson says they do have a case.
First Amendment rights require a very high showing of a direct harm if they're going to try to ban some type of communication. And it's unclear that they can meet that burden in Montana.
Learning new information about the 21-year-old Massachusetts Air Guardsman accused of leaking documents online. CBS's Catherine Herridge with details.
As recently as January, Texera, an IT specialist, was discovered accessing sensitive information that was not related to his primary duty and had been told to not seek out intelligence products. Prosecutors also flagged video obtained by the Washington Post alleging Texera was obsessed with a race war and included evidence photos alleging the Air National Guardsman was fixated on guns.
He's expected in court Friday. President Biden is at the G7 summit where the world's major economies are set to unveil new sanctions and export controls targeting Russia over its war against Ukraine. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has more from Japan.
There will be efforts multilaterally, different countries coming up with export controls, sanctions, that sort of thing, to choke off the flow of revenue and material to Russia.
Disturbing video has been released from the deadly attack in a neighborhood in Farmington, New Mexico that left three women dead and at least six people injured.
I'm at Dustin and Navajo. Be advised, this guy is right in front of the church.
The footage includes body cam video of an officer desperately running toward gunfire as the suspect shot more than 100 rounds with an AR-15 rifle.
I'm being told he's got an automatic weapon. More shots are being fired!
As the officer approached, he called for backup.
Give me another unit!
Officials later identified the gunman as an 18-year-old high school student who is going to graduate the next day. Michael George, CBS News.
And good news about good news. A study out of the UK found positive news stories can act as an emotional buffer against negative ones. Hearing stories about human kindness after listening to bad news helped people retain beliefs that there still is goodness out there. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood County Unit of the Wisconsin Towns Association will meet on Friday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Rudolph Town Hall. the Waukesha first grade teacher who spoke out about the district's decision to ban the song Rainbow Land has been recommended for termination. CBS 58 reports Melissa Temple, who's been on administrative leave for a month, received a formal letter from Superintendent Dr. James Sieber May 15th, recommending that the Board of Education fire her after the district concluded its investigation. Temple said she believes that the district's actions aren't looking out for what's in the best interest of students. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says a woman who was sexually assaulted by her basketball coach when she was a teenager in the 1990s waited too long to sue. The court's conservative majority says exceptions to the statute of limitations only apply to lawsuits against churches, religious orders, or abusers themselves. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 49. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 56. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 40. Dry and much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
What did I say when I thought I got it?
I have no idea.
I saw it go. It's right for today.
Oh.
You know what, Jane? Can you ever be on my side? Ever?
I saw it go. What do you think got me this job?
What do you think got me? Oh, darn it. Shoot. I'm in.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour on this Thursday, May 18th. And we are so excited to have our sports guy back, Paul Noonan, who covers the Packers for Shepherd Express and Acme Packing Company and is the host of the weekly podcast Reporting as Eligible, which is on the Packers and Milwaukee's Tailgate podcast on the Brewers. Paul Noonan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, of course. Well, a topic that we haven't talked about, I don't know if we've ever talked about it together, is how the Badger football team is shaping up. And I read this the other day that according to new analysis from CBS Sports, quote, no team is going through a bigger overhaul than Wisconsin after coach Luke Fickell opted to move away from the power run offense that has defined a program for decades. And he may just be onto something. So what is going on with the Badger football team?
That is absolutely true. And part of that is because the Badgers are starting from kind of a little bit of an old school kind of program. You know, we've always had the good Badger running backs since Barry Alvarez was around. And you can do that in college, or at least you could until right now. But college football is changing drastically right now. Starting in 2024, there's essentially going to be two major conferences. The Big Ten and the SEC are both expanding. They're going to be gigantic. Mm-hmm. And if you want to compete, you actually have to up your game a little bit. And that's what Luke Fickell is going to bring to the table here. He is a very different but outstanding coach. And he's actually, I think, a little bit hard to put in one bucket. The last few places he's been has been very pass heavy, like that article says. But he really does just kind of adapt to all of the major developments in college football offense when he gets to a new place. And he's not against running. In fact, I think they'll probably run more than people think they will, just because they're built to run now. And you can't just change the whole personnel of a team in one season, although he's trying really hard. But he runs all modern concepts. Things that you'll hear a lot with Luke Fickell, you hear a lot of air raid, you'll hear a lot of RPO. That is kind of how college passing games are built now. Much more than what the Badgers have done in the past. It's going to be a lot more spread out, a lot more wide open, and there's just going to be a lot more passing than we're used to. And he's been playing the transfer portal a lot as well. The Badgers have brought in a ton of new players. They've also shipped out quite a few. This goes both ways. It's a zero-sum game there. But they have rebuilt that program in a hurry, very, very quickly, and they look like one of the big boys now. They really do.
And so with that, I guess, like, how does that... Because we're so used to professional teams seeing players come in and they get traded and it's a job and you get treated like a commodity because it's basically you're part of the product that is can be bought and sold in, you know, for a lot of money. But as far as we see this a lot with professional sports, but to see the turnover at a collegiate level of like this, of how many guys are coming in and how many guys are going out, because to a certain extent, I don't know, call me the nostalgic, but it also feels like it's your college sports. I mean, a lot of these guys are not going to play in the NFL, and like it's kind of getting uprooted for being with one team for your college career.
It's really weird, honestly. I'm used to that. I'm much more like that. I'm of two minds because on one hand, you're right. A lot of these guys aren't going to make it in the pros, and this is a $1 billion industry. They should probably make something by doing it above and beyond what scholarships are. The one that's always gotten me about college sports is that you couldn't sell your likeness or name for anything. Like, it's one thing for colleges to not pay you directly. It's another thing to stop you from being paid by other people and gets into some black. But on the other hand, you know, there was something nice about Wisconsin football being run by people from Wisconsin, like an offensive line of, you know, big farm boys who dominated in the trenches is kind of nice. And now it's just a national sport. It is very much like the NFL in that there are no regional benefits anymore. If you are a good football player, you'll be known to every team and they will make you offers like you're a professional. There's not really, I think, a way of going back on this anymore. It's just such a big business and there is money to go around. So, It is kind of an adapt or die world, and it's going to look very different going forward for everybody, especially Wisconsin, where we are used to that sort of old-timey-ness a little bit. But good for them for leaning into it, because the alternative is to kind of fade into irrelevance.
Our guest on Esko's Wisconsin is Paul Noonan. He covers the Packers for the Shepherd Express and Acme Packing Company, and also hosts the weekly podcast reporting as eligible on the Packers and Milwaukee's Tailgate podcast on the Brew Crew.
And so with that, I guess another thing that is ending along with our nostalgic way of Wisconsin football being Wisconsin is that after more than 50 years of covering Wisconsin athletics, Mike Lucas is retiring. Do you have feels about that?
Mike Lucas is an interesting guy because he basically made being into the Badgers more than everyone else in the world his career, and
personality.
Yes. I know him mostly as just the color guy opposite Matt LaPay, that when I've listened on the radio, which I do kind of a lot. But he's done like everything. He's been a hockey announcer, he's written and broadcasted and been involved in every major sport. He used to write for the Daily Cardinal and the Badger Herald. That's how far Mike Lucas goes back in contributing to Wisconsin from a sports reporting perspective. So it is definitely losing a bit of an institution. And just, I don't know that you can just be a guy who's super into stuff, sticks around and makes a career out of being involved in every major Wisconsin sporting event of the last half century. Losing him is definitely going to leave a bit of a hole. And they have pretty good chemistry. So,
who do you think replaces him? Do you have any guesses?
I do not have any good guesses as to who replaces him, and probably not somebody who's as big into the program. A lot of announcers just tend to be replaced with the good voice, the guy who is, you know, working up from somewhere else. Not like I don't want to call Mike Lucas a fan because he is a professional, but it's interesting to have sort of a super fan in that role, which is kind of what you get. You won't get that again. That's the big thing there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, switching sports entirely. How is the Brew Crew looking?
They're tricky because they've actually been pretty good. They've been hovering in first place in the division and still are. They had a little bit of a rough series in St. Louis, but they put together a few good games. They swept the Royals. Their big problem is they're really, really hurt, which is kind of been the case all year. Wade Miley left his last start after just two innings with a lat issue, which is not a good pitcher injury, by the way. And they're already down Brendan Woodruff. Corbin Burns hasn't been himself since he experienced some. He's been pitching. He pitched yesterday. But their pitching depth is really being tested. And they came into the season with good pitching depth. It's just they're at the end of the rope right now and are really going to be pushed to get innings out of people for the foreseeable future. They're also entering a really hard part of the schedule. They just got out of St. Louis. They have to go to Tampa Bay, who is just a complete juggernaut of a baseball team this year, by far the best team in baseball. And so that's a really tall order for them too. They've been good. They've been feisty and have been sticking around, but they need to get some people back because they're running out of bodies.
How do you think we match up against the Astros? That's next week. We were just asking because we're just giving tickets away for next week, for Monday through Wednesday. Yes.
So,
then I'm going to ask you the trivia question, which I'm sure you're going to answer. You're going to know.
So, the good thing about the Astros is they probably will get a Burns and Peralta start there. I think how that's lining up right now. And Houston is good, but not great this year. They're still one of the better teams in baseball. They're not as good as Tampa is. But the Brewers are at their best when they've got their couple of studs who are healthy going, and they should be lined up pretty well in that series. It's also at home. It'll be nice to actually get off of a fairly substantial road trip. So I think they'll be okay against Houston. That one, I think, will be a good test for them and a good recovery period. If they can get through the buzzsaw that they're about to go through in Tampa.
Yeah. We asked, this was our trivia question. What was the championship year that the Astros got caught cheating?
The banging scandal. I think it will, that one seems so long ago, but it wasn't that long ago. Was it 2020?
See? Oh, yeah. No, it was 2017. But that was one of the people who called in now. Also said 2020. But yeah. I feel like they've been in and out of the news for that scandal since
Stick around so long. It's in everybody's consciousness that I love that scandal because it's both highly technical and the most untechnical thing ever. Like, it involved a lot of complicated reading and video replay and sitting. But then it ultimately came down to bagging a garbage can, which I do kind of just love how that worked out.
So explain it a little bit more, because I was trying to read it as we were talking about it, because it's like, what did they actually get in trouble for?
So the main thing they actually got in trouble for was using video in the stadium to steal signs. Fundamentally, but the funny thing is how they communicated the sign stealing. So they had a camera in center field that would read the catcher, and then that would relay back to the dugout, actually a tunnel behind the dugout. And then based on whether it was going to be like a fastball or not, a guy would hit a garbage can. So that was the sign to the batter that it was going to be a fastball or not. And the reason they got caught, first of all, baseball's full of nerds. You're going to get caught on that. You could hear it on the broadcast, and you can go on YouTube, and there are plenty of people pointing it out to you that there's this banging going on that you can hear audibly on the TV broadcast whenever it's going to be a certain kind of pitch. So that's what they did, and that's how they got caught.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, now you know. All right. Well, let's take a break quickly. And then when we come back, I want you to tell us what we should know about Jonathan Owens, besides that he is Simone Biles' husband, and any other Packers news. And then we'll wrap it up. But our guest is Paul Noonan, who covers the Packers and for Shepherd Express and Acme Packing Company. We will be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
By empirical evidence, we're gonna grind up your guys into burger meat. Again, of course, we're speaking in the figurative sense. What's the use of even going through the motions when you know that you're gonna lose anyhow? So why not?
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Retro-inspired fashion you're looking for in South Milwaukee at Hollyville. This one-woman small business is known for creating many one-of-a-kind looks reminiscent of the 40s, 50s, and 60s and sourcing out to other retro clothing brands from around the world. It's where vintage meets modern. Hollyville, 916 Milwaukee Avenue, South Milwaukee. 414-220-0055. That's 414-220-0055 or log on to hollyville.com.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.
These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Scattered thunderstorms likely overnight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 57, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely, high temperatures reach up to 64. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul. Waukesha's famous farmer's market. And the Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
I promise I really, totally care who wins. If there's a net or a hoop or a hole in the ground, I hope they get it in. If they want to go to all the bases, I hope they do. If they're supposed to run past a line or whatever, I hope they do that too. Sports go sports.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are joined by Paul Noonan, Wisconsin sports writer with Brewers and Packers and Badgers. And is there anything? What do you not cover? What should we not ask you about?
I don't do a ton of Bucks. Okay. I like basketball. I follow the Bucks, but I'm like not super into the Bucks, and I'm not a huge expert. Anything I would tell you would be told by somebody smarter than me. So. That's my big one.
That's a big one. Maybe I'll save this for JR then when he comes back next week. But thoughts on this like prodigy, this like 7'5". I can't even pronounce his name.
I can't either, and I should be able to. You know, I actually famously can't pronounce anybody's name. I don't watch most of my sports with the sound on. I usually have music on instead. So I usually get on my podcast, it's almost shtick that I get corrected on how to pronounce everybody's name. The one thing I'll say about this prodigy, though, 7'4" skinny guys tend not to last very long injury-wise in the NBA, and I'd be very worried about spending. He's apparently awesome, but that is often too tall unless you look like Shaq, and nobody looks like Shaq.
And it's interesting. I think about this like when we think about Bo, who is the guy who played both baseball and football?
Bo Jackson.
I wanted to say Bo Ryan. I was like, nope. That's definitely the coach, not the player. Bo Jackson. And I mean, that's like with the way that sometimes athletes are built, where you're that fast and like your hamstrings are that tight. Like you're going to do when you play, it's going to be great, but you're so prone to injury. Like when you're just built different.
Yes, indeed. And he is, but
he is.
Yeah, I don't like seven. Like when we drafted Andrew Bogut, and nothing against Andrew Bogut, just 7-footers tend not to be out there that much for the most part, and it's always a risk to do that. And he had injury problems his whole Bucks career too. So
we will see. We will see. But another thing we will see is some interesting Packers news. We touched on a little bit yesterday because poor Simone Biles, but her husband has been signed to the Packers as a safety, Jonathan Owens. And she tweeted out asking for tips of things to do in Green Bay. And we said, well, they just got voted best place to live. So there's that.
And actually, Paul, we're referring to him now as Mr. Biles.
Mr. Biles.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
But
that's how it should be.
What should we know about Jonathan Owens?
As a player, Jonathan Owens is now in a long line of very athletic safeties that the Packers have. They have a lot of them. They definitely have a type. And a lot of this is driven by their special teams. And you guys probably remember Packers special teams was atrocious recently as 2 years ago, cost them in the playoffs. It looks very much like their new special teams coordinator from last year, Rich Bisaccia, has kind of taken over safeties because he likes having safeties on special teams, and he keeps getting guys like John Owens, who is a top 95% athlete at his position. He is extremely good. He is not very accomplished, but he is also a small school guy. He went to Missouri Western for college. And one thing about small school guys is they sometimes take a little while to come around. It's a big adjustment to go even from, you know, high-level college to the NFL. When you're coming from the second division, that's a huge, huge, huge jump. He's played for the Houston Texans for the last 4 years. He's not that young. He's 27. But they might be getting him at kind of the right time. He was very, very good and very sure at making tackles last year in his first big stint as like an actual starter. And the Packers don't really have any safeties. Adrian Amos is likely not coming back. I think they just actually gave his number away. And Darnell Savage, their other starting safety, is likely moving to something like more of a slot corner, which is maybe where he's better anyway. And so there's nobody at safety. Like, there's just a bunch of guys who used to be on other teams who are really good athletes. And Owens is one of them. I think they got him to possibly start or at least play a major role on defense and special teams. So you'll probably see a lot of him. I wouldn't be surprised if he's on the field kind of a lot. And while he hasn't played a ton, he's looked pretty good when he has. So they may have something here. He might actually be a pretty good player.
All right. Well, that's great. And then he can double date with AJ Dillon.
Yeah, exactly. They can go carousing in Door County together. I love AJ Dillon's advocacy for the Green Bay Door County area. It's fantastic. And they couldn't have a better ambassador, actually. They should keep him around forever just for that.
And just for that. Absolutely. So I guess last question before we let you go. Now that Aaron Rodgers is gone, who's going to be the focus of your parody songs?
Oh, it's sad to lose him, honestly. It makes things a lot trickier.
A lot harder.
Probably just coach focused until a personality develops. Okay. I got to get my voice back before I can sing anyway. So, but it's going to be a rebuild. There'll be a lot of fodder for that kind of thing. There'll be people who disappoint and people who succeed. So hopefully more positive ones. I actually don't like making fun of people. You know?
I was going to say, there's probably something there with an AJ Dillon Door County song.
It's actually a really good idea.
Or like Quadzilla, King of the North. New King of the North. I don't know. There's probably something there. Maybe we can.
Game of Thrones potential now and everything with the King of the North. Woo, you got some stuff.
But that
to
was Aaron
Paul.
Rodgers. The current, he was King of the North for a while, so I feel like we might have to retire that for a while. But like King of Door County, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'll keep my brain turning for you.
I will too. I wrote a couple that I couldn't sing because they were not in my range, and now it's too late. So, alas, we'll get there.
Alas. All right. Well, Paul Noonan, as always, thank you for joining us. We'll see you in about 2 weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All
again.
Right. When we come back, what do you do? How much money are you willing to spend on your sick pet? I'm asking for a friend / asking for me because it's an interest. Like when they get sick, what is your threshold? Because it adds up quickly. So 844-967-2789. How much are you willing to spend on a sick pet? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. This is the most important thing that's ever occurred. The vicarious fulfillment of your dream that got deferred. You had aspirations as a kid, but you didn't have the skill. So you watched genetically superior people do the things you never will. Sports go sports. They're the competitors you prefer best, their opposing equivalents. So you can somehow feel connected to the feet of your self-appointed constituents. Maybe hours you spend watching post-match pontificators amplify the thrill of being a witness and better your predictive aptitude for your squad. Future physical fitness, sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are heroes. Go team, yeah. Sports go sports. Athletics are number one. Participants are fun. Participants are heroes.
From 5 points and beyond.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally Grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
They are our cuddlers and coworkers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there is nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now, that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets. They need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know. The Wood and Portage County Sheriff's Departments join law enforcement agencies across the country in a campaign to increase the number of travelers wearing seatbelts. The Click It or Ticket campaign begins next week, May 22nd, and goes through June 4th. A 2022 survey found that only 87.5% of Wisconsin motorists wear seatbelts. On average, over 2,300 unbuckled people are injured in crashes each year. In 2022, 170 people who died in vehicle crashes were not wearing a seatbelt. The 21st Annual Spring Wisconsin River Bass and Walleye Classic Fishing Competition is this Saturday, May 20th, at the Waters Pub and Pier in Stevens Point. Wirzala partnered with Prime Water Anglers and donated $1,000 toward the competition. Proceeds will go towards local volunteering efforts and the Kids Fishing Clinic in June. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 49. Winds out of the west 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 56. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 40. Dry and much warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 59.
I randomly, I don't even know what caused me to think this or ask this. Sitting on the couch with Mike and Cliff. Mike is the husband, Cliff is the dog.
And Cliffy's an older dog.
Cliffy's a rescue. So we rescued him when he was about 10 in 2020. So he's somewhere between 12 and 13 now. He is a Chihuahua mixed with something. But he's like, He sleeps a lot, but he still, when we go for walks, he doesn't like meander. He's got some energy. He definitely keeps energy to bark at other dogs and bark at strangers who come in the house. Loves food. And really he had like kennel cough once since we've gotten him. He's had zero digestive issues. He's not a toy. He doesn't like toys. So he doesn't really get into much. And so he's been very easy. But he's old. And so, you know, we've had a friend who recently lost their dog and she's still really struggling with it. And it's just made me think, you know, like what are we willing to pay? Like, what are we willing to do? And we've never had that conversation. So sitting on the couch on Wednesday, and I just kind of said to Mike, I was like, should we have a conversation about what, like, to make sure we're on the same page as far as what we would spend? Because he's too old for puppy insurance.
Right.
And I think he kind of, like, didn't really, he's like, yeah, whatever. Like, he didn't even answer the question. Like, it didn't even become a conversation. So then yesterday morning, I wake up, I start prepping for the show. Cliff usually sleeps in with Mike anyways, unless he really has to go to the bathroom and comes and gets me. But I got him around 8 or so, and I take him outside and he keeps trying to eat grass, which he never does. Like, I've seen other dogs do that, I've never seen Cliff. And literally every time he stops when I think he's going to sniff for something and find his spot to pee, he tries to eat a piece of grass. And I did not realize that this is something that dogs do when they have their stomach hurts.
Yes.
So I'm being a jerk and I'm like, stop eating grass. And I'm like pulling his collar and stuff. And so we go back inside. I say to Mike, he keeps trying to eat grass. Mike tells me, well, his stomach might hurt. So then I go to make his breakfast. When I tell you this dog loves food, he just whimpers until his food gets set down. We have to have him like stay out away from the kitchen. I put his food down, didn't touch it. And so we were like, well, this isn't good.
Yeah, that's not a good sign.
And I leave for work. Mike stays home and works from home. And once we get done with the show yesterday, I check in. He's like thrown up once, still hasn't eaten, is like very restless. So we end up going, well, I was like, well, there goes my afternoon. Just work on anything else. Let's go to urgent care. Cause like, he's too old to just like wait it out.
Well, and especially when they're that old, and for a dog that's really food motivated, that's really unusual. You know what I mean? That's unusual.
Yeah.
And I was the one who told you I wouldn't wait, because what you had a chance to get him to see the vet on Friday, and I just thought that seems too long.
Yeah.
To wait.
And so we went to the urgent care and we were there for like 3 hours and they were great. This is Franklin Urgent Care and vet care. Everyone who worked there, like all the women they were all excellent. They were so nice. They're so helpful. But we were there for like 3 hours because the doctor was in surgery. So we were waiting for her to get out of surgery. And so they ended up running tests and his blood work seemed fine. She's like, for an old man, his blood work's really good.
Well,
so that was good. So it doesn't seem like it would be like spiked white blood cells and cancer or anything like that. They ended up just giving him fluids and some pain meds and some anti-nausea, and they gave us a bunch of things to monitor. So we came home, let him sleep. He pooped out some kind of demon on our brand new carpet. So
lovely.
Gross. And like, really, you couldn't do it on the hardwood floor? Like, God damn it. And you know, and so we ended up spending like $600 yesterday, which a lot of people, that is that not possible in a given
Absolutely.
Month, right? And so like, we were very fortunate where it certainly was like, well, that's money that evaporated, but also like we can. And it seems like he's doing better today.
Got his appetite back.
Got his appetite back.
That's good.
And so it's something that just kind of maybe was passing through him. But like for me, I still was like, all right, that's expensive, but it's worth the peace of mind knowing, instead of sitting here waiting and watching him for 2 days, watching him be uncomfortable, not knowing what it is, wondering if it's something more serious like kidney failure or something like that.
Sure.
And it just got me thinking of like, what is the criteria of the decisions that go into once you have a pet and they get sick? Of like, what, like, and you have, you had that conversation? Like, if you're not a single pet owner, have you had that conversation with your partner as far as what your threshold is? Because it's expensive and you love them so much, but it's like, you know, for their comfort and everything. And so I don't know, I just 844-967-2789. Two questions. What have you spent on a pet? What are you willing to spend? Or if you just have any fun stories on what's the weirdest thing your dog ate.
Because they do that.
Do you have stories?
Not about unusual things being consumed, but certainly stories about what we spent on Barkley. And I was shoveling. It was January. And I was shoveling in the front. And I hear him squeal from the backyard because we have a fenced-in yard. And you know they make different sounds when they're hurt or yeah. or something. You know, it wasn't like an excited squeak or something like that. It was like he was hurt. So I run back there, and he's tossing the squirrel in the air because he caught.
So it was the squirrel making noise.
Well, no, the squirrel bit him. The squirrel bit him. And yeah, so that's why Barkley squealed. And then, of course, the squirrel did not make it. But the vet made it because that was $250. So he bit him on the neck.
For the squirrel bite.
For the squirrel bites. So he bit him on the neck and he bit him on the on one of his paws.
But and so was it for shots?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was for shots. Because you don't know what they might be carrying, yeah, if they're a rabbit or something like that. But I know people who have spent between $8,000 to $10,000 for surgeries, for people have taken their dogs through chemo treatments.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're, I mean, even medication, if you have an older pet who has health problems, that all medications add up. But like you said, it's, I don't have kids. I had furry kids.
Yeah.
This was my thing. And as you said as well, I was able to do that. I was able to spend the money to do that. And a lot of people aren't able to do that. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. What's the most you've ever had to shell out for your sick pets? And what is the most unusual thing they've ever eaten? From the 608, oh, sick pet. I've been in Wisconsin way too long because I swear I thought Kristen was asking how much do you pay for a six pack?
That's really fun. Well, it depends on the beer.
Different conversation.
Yeah. Shockingly, I will quick anecdote there. NA beer is basically as expensive as beer.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I've found some good ones. I've been very impressed with NA beer since this pregnancy started. But Heineken Zero, Stella Zero, there's one that's made by, the Guinness factory. That's really good. That just like tastes like a light beer. And, but they are like, they're the same price.
That does not seem fair somehow.
Well, it still takes us, you know, the product and the materials to make it, the materials to package it, actually shipping it. So, but yeah, it's not a break on the cost. But no, we're talking about a sick pet. Six pack. It was very close though.
That's so funny. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We love them. They're like family. I never had any discussions, though, even when Paul and I got married and I had Pierce for almost 18 years. And I spent what I needed to spend.
You did?
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm doing this.
Sorry,
Paul.
He's my boy. This is what we're going to do.
And I had friends in Milwaukee they have a big, I think he's a doodle of some sort, but a big dog. And the dog ate an entire corn cob, which can, A corn cob. So like cannot, not the corn, like the
cob,
which cannot be digested. And they made the choice to get surgery. And he's like, that will be the last corn cob. Cause if he eats another one, we're not going back after it. We're not doing this again.
I am just stunned. So did they have to open up his stomach?
Yeah.
Oh, that poor puppy.
But that's the thing. It's like, rescuing Cliff, I've said multiple times, I was like, I don't know if I'll ever do a puppy again, because just not having to go through the training, like he came and he's so well behaved. He was so easy. As cute as puppies are, just having that puppy energy is a lot if you don't have the time and attention to give them.
Without a doubt.
But also, and that's even yesterday when we were at the vet was monitoring him. The conversation of like, well, you know, like once they get older, they get smart enough not to swallow random things. As far as I was like, he doesn't really play with toys, but like that puppy energy of just like, oh, let's test the boundaries of what I can fit down my throat. So it was like, I don't need to do that.
Well, they're very similar to toddlers in that way.
Yes.
Can I swallow this? Let's try it. What could go wrong?
What could go wrong?
And I don't know that I necessarily agree that they get smarter about what they should and should not swallow.
Really?
I don't know about that. If it smells good, I think there's a pretty good chance they'll give it a shot.
Well, now the unknown is, it's like, if it is something that he ate, trying to figure out what it was.
And where he got it from.
And where he got it from, because he's usually on a leash. Like, we don't have a yard to just let him out and, like, roam. He roamed a little bit while we were at my parents' house over the weekend, because my mom has a big yard. But that, I feel like if it was from Sunday, he would have gotten sicker earlier in the week.
I'm not quite sure about the digestive tract of a dog.
I know.
You know, and how quickly things work their way through that little system. But I'm relieved that he's feeling better.
He's feeling better. I've been checking in on him in between the breaks, and he's just down there. He's got some kind of anti-anxiety pain med that's just zonked him out. He looks super high. he looks like a stone dog for sure.
But he's at his own rave right now.
Yes, he'll be fine. But yeah, so I was just curious as far as, because like, of course, I can't help but think now that I'm also pregnant while all this is happening, is like how much worse this will be when it's a sick kid.
Oh.
Of like how worried you are, like especially before they can talk and they can't tell you what's wrong.
Yes.
And you're just convinced that they're going to die and all of the worst case scenarios are playing through your brain. And it's like, it's one thing when it's your dog. It's another thing. You're like, God, this is really going to suck when this kid inevitably gets sick, because they will. And they do a lot get sick. And so
it's a little primer for you.
Little primer. It's a little test run. All right. Well, again, if you have any stories on the weirdest thing your pet ate or what you'd be willing to spend, we'll still take your calls and your texts on the other side of the break, 844-96-PARTY. And then we'll wrap up the show. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies overnight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 57. Winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Daytime highs approaching 64. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 44. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
The truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. Jane, how much money would you have to be paid to be a contestant on The Golden Bachelor?
Oh.
I haven't even told you what it is yet.
Okay, go ahead.
So, after years of teasing it would happen, ABC has finally given the green light to its long-awaited senior citizen season of The Bachelor.
No.
This fall, one lucky older man will embark on a journey to find love, flipping the formula of The Bachelor franchise, which for more than two decades has starred 20-something and barely 30-something singles. And the series will now be called The Golden Bachelor. And the leading man has yet to be announced. And his cast of female suitors will be announced at a later date. But the ABC is describing it as a new, you know, it's a whole new kind of love story. One for the golden years.
This is terrifying.
Why is it so terrifying?
This is terrifying. If you've watched any of the 9,000 years of The Bachelor that we have had, can you imagine what they're going to do to these older women and how they're going to have to try and entice this old guy? Ew.
But I'm also wondering the dynamics, because like everything I have experienced, and I'm not that old, but getting into my 30s is like with each year, the less F's I have to give, right? And like the likelihood of me trying to like change to impress a guy, or, you know, just in general, I feel like women who spend are more likely to be insecure and kind of putting male attention first and a lot of kind of things that you identify like, oh yeah, I did that in my 20s and then I grew out of it. And so it's trying to interest you to like, what are the kind of women that they're going to like interview and try to recruit to be the suitors? Cause I just feel like most of the women I know as they get older, like they're not into that kind of, like, they're just like, absolutely not.
But yeah, but this is going to be a place for all the Real Housewives of wherever their grandmothers can go on a show. This will be
so they'll find them. They'll find the same attitude of the competitiveness, yes, and the cattiness,
yes,
and the attention seeking.
Yes,
that doesn't. There's still plenty of the women your age who are like that.
Absolutely. I worked with a young woman who told me, and this is within the last 5 years, her mother, who I believe was only in her 50s, said that if she wasn't pretty anymore, she didn't want to live.
No,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, which I found shocking. If she wasn't pretty anymore, she didn't want to be alive. And I thought, how sad that all of your self-worth is completely tied up in what you see in the mirror.
And what people tell you you look like.
Yeah. Well, so I do believe they will have plenty of contestants. And I think the other reason why I am so repulsed by this idea is because many years ago, The Bachelor came to Milwaukee. They would come to Milwaukee looking for contestants.
Okay.
And so I got to deal with some of the behind the scenes producers and set people. They cast very specifically.
Which season was this? What year was this?
This is in the first 10 years, maybe first 6 years.
Was there a contestant who was from here?
There might have been a couple.
What were they doing in Milwaukee? Meet the family.
It was a casting event. It's like, if you want to be on The Bachelor, come and show up and we'll go through. And they said some very not nice things about some of these young women who came, who were genuinely excited about the opportunity to meet someone, who were genuinely interested in a relationship. That's not the place to do that.
No,
it's not.
Wait, so why were you? Why did you get to sit in on like
because
casting calls?
Because we helped advertise it. The radio station I was working with at that time, we helped, come out and come to this thing, and the Bachelor people will be here, and you can, see if you can get on the show and everything. And so, again, there is nothing real about reality TV.
No.
Nothing.
No.
And I'm going to worry in advance now for the women who are going to take part in this, because it's going to be the same kind of casting. You're going to have one who's the witch, the one who's super competitive. There's going to be some geriatric slut, unfortunately.
Don't slut shame, Jane.
Well, ew. Am I the only one who doesn't want to see this?
Well, I don't know, because I feel like to a certain... Is there not an argument to be made as far as, like, representation and having different types of people, and there's all sorts of people that exist? And I guess if the only like 55 and older people they cast all look like they've had tons of work done and are not an actual representative of like what people look like at this age, and there isn't, if it doesn't feel like book club, I don't know if I want it.
Well, and I would be,
or 80 for Brady.
I would be very curious to see the male contestant being happy with someone who is actually his own age.
Oh, I wonder what the cutoff's going to be. Like, I wonder what the age range they're going to put. Like,
I just think an 80-year-old man is going to want to date a 55-year-old.
Yeah. Yeah. But do you think, I'm so interested. I honestly think they'll get ratings for this.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Just does not it, yours.
Does it mean
you will not be tuning in?
Not a chance. I worry for these people. I worry for these women. I do, and the potential humiliation factor. But maybe that's just me.
But the price of fame, Jane.
Yeah. Well, enjoy it.
That Twitter follower will co up.
I know. And just look at all this—the track's record of success that The Bachelor has had with happily hooking up people for generations.
All right. Well, on that note, we are ending today's show. Come back tomorrow for our Friday edition of As Goes Wisconsin. But as always, thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening and being part of the show. Whenever you want to give us a suggestion or feedback, always shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Follow us on social media. Listen to the podcast. So many different ways to engage and to listen. But we'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week. Have a great day. I'm dreaming of
low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.